This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has been a source of national security and censorship concerns. The potential deal would be a victory for both companies, making Microsoft a major player in the social media arena and providing relief to TikTok and its parent company. This comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said he would take action to ban TikTok in the United States. The UN Health Agency is warning the coronavirus pandemic could be lengthy and response fatigue. 6 months after the World Health Organization declared a global emergency, the coronavirus has killed more than 685,000 people and infected more than 17.8 million. The WHO says the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. Mexico overtook Britain to become the third hardest hit country in virus deaths after Brazil and the United States, with more than 46,000 fatal cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It's as well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. Also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, nine state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Please go to voanews.com for more on the coronavirus. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are reporting progress on a huge coronavirus relief bill as political pressure mounts to restore an expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and send funding to help schools reopen. Speaking to reporters, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Saturday's negotiations with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were useful but not complete.
It was a productive day. I think both Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi would agree with that. We're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that that a deal is imminent, because it is not.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says staffs will continue meeting through the weekend.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion. Now each side knows where they're at, and we are going to work very come to an agreement that meets the needs of the moment.
Prior talks had yielded little progress, and Saturday's cautious optimism was a break from gloomy private assessments among GOP negotiators. The SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft's journey back to Earth is underway at this point, with two U.S. astronauts on board, despite a storm threatening Florida. Their proposed splashdown sites are off the coast of western Florida's panhandle, while tropical storm Isaias is headed toward the state's east coast. NASA opted to go ahead with bringing the pair home despite the threat of Isaias, which was downgraded to a tropical storm from a hurricane. Thousands of people marched in the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row, protesting at President Vladimir Putin's handling of local political crises. Reuters' Soraya Ali reports.
Thousands marched in the Russian eastern city of Khabarovsk on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row. Residents are angry over the detention of a popular regional governor. Sergei Furgal was arrested on July 9th on murder charges, which he denies. His supporters say the arrest was politically motivated and it's triggered weeks of demonstrations. Marching under heavy rain beneath umbrellas, protesters chanted freedom and we came here. One banner read Russia without Putin, and protesters also chanted Putin resign. The situation is creating a headache for the Kremlin, which is trying to revive a stuttering economy and keep a lid on unrest.
That is Reuters' Soraya Ali reporting. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.